World Cup campaign not off to a flash start. We've lost to Pakistan by 5 wickets. Essentially means we need to beat India. Coach Gary Stead's with us. Morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Talk us through it. What happened?
Look, it went right down to the wire. We're probably 10, 15 short of what we would have liked on that wicket. And I thought we fought pretty hard to get them back in, but Seif Ali came in and scored 27 off 12. He was the only guy in both teams to be able to do that, and it was probably the difference in the game.
As far as where you go from here, does it heap pressure on your shoulders you didn't really need?
I think the next game versus India is a big match. They obviously got beaten by Pakistan as well. So if everything, goes as planned, that's going to be a really big match as well. I think there's a lot on the line in that match as well. So we've got 5 days now to prepare and be ready for India.
Do you need to adjust in a major way or tweak?
I think there's tweaks. We lost Lockie Ferguson on the morning of the game here today, which is a big loss for us. Lockie's obviously a world-class bowler, and unfortunately the ICC didn't approve Adam Milne in time to be available. We would have loved to have played him as a like-for-like replacement, and think he would have been difficult on this pitch. So we'll keep looking at the next pitch we play at. They're all quite different surfaces, yeah, offering different things. So I don't see there'll be major changes.
How's as far as the draw goes, to get these two up front, given the rest of the group, is this like, baptism by fire?
Yeah, it is a little. We're acutely aware that these first two games could go a long way in whether you make the semi-finals or not. So it makes this next game versus India even bigger.
Who do you like, apart from yourselves? Who do you back? Who have you seen that looks good?
No, I said right from the start, I think there's 6 or 7 teams could win this. In the shortest format of the game, you need just one player that can come out and change the game. I think Pakistan look a very good team. I think India look good from our pool. You would imagine that they've got enough stars in their team to go all the way. And then England, Aussie, South Africa had a good win today. They're probably the three from the other pool that look most likely.
What about the mood of it all? Security, the facilities, the tournament itself, is it going well?
Yeah, it's going well. We are in a biosecure bubble, so we don't get outside our, hotel or training venues. So that does make, has its challenges at times. And when guys have been over here for a reasonably long period of time, it can wear thin a wee bit at times. But the guys are in good spirits. It's always nice when we get all the New Zealand guys back together. I think they really appreciate what we have in our team.
Good stuff, Gary. Stay in touch and we'll talk throughout the tournament. Gary Stead. First loss at the T20 World Cup, Sharjah.